Bitter Divorce. According to Meyer and authorities, Taru Sakai wanted to kill his father because his parents were embroiled in a bitter divorce, and he feared that he and his mother would face financial difficulties. "He told me basically that he hated his father, and he didn't know what else to do," Meyer testified. On April 20, 1987, according to Meyer, Toru lured his father to a vacant home in Beverly Hills that Sanai Sakai managed for an investor. Meyer said he was standing behind the front door with a steel pipe in his hand when the older Sakai walked in. "He took a couple of steps in, and I came up behind him," Meyer said. "I was successful in hitting him in the neck, but he didn't go down. For some reason, I thought I would be able to knock him out like in the movies, but it doesn't work that way." There was a bloody struggle, and Takashi Sakai was struck several more times by his son and Meyer before being subdued, handcuffed, and pushed down the basement stairs, prosecutors said. "He was moaning and yelling for help at the bottom of the stairs," said Meyer, who testified that Taru Sakai then asked him to kill his father. "He went over to a bag and pulled out a big knife," Meyer said. "He asked me to go down and finish him off." Buried body. Meyer said he refused, so Taru Sakai went down and killed the elder Sakai. "The two friends then wrapped the body in a rug," Meyer testified, "and loaded it into Taru's Porsche. They drove to Malibu Canyon," he said, "and buried the body before returning to the Beverly Hills house the next day to get rid of evidence and paint over the blood-spattered walls." Meyer told investigators that when he drove the dead man's car to Los Angeles International Airport the day after the murder, he wore gloves so that there would be no fingerprints left in the car. But when he had to reach out the window to take the parking stub, he took the gloves off so that he would not look suspicious. After he got the stub, he put the gloves back on and rubbed the stub to erase any fingerprints, he said. But the oil from one of his fingers had already been absorbed into the paper, Felker said. The print stayed there. It was the one thing that connected him with Takashi Sakai's disappearance. Several months later, when Meyer confessed his role in the murder to authorities, he added one other grim detail to an already gruesome case, Felker said. Meyer told investigators that he and Taru Sakai returned to Malibu Canyon about 2 months after the murder and partially dug up Takashi Sakai's body. Taru Sakai used a pair of shears to cut a finger off the body so he could remove a gold ring. Then the body was reburied. A year later, Felker said, the case has placed authorities in the uncomfortable situation of having to choose for whom justice would be served. "Our only concern is that at the end of this thing, justice is done for as many people as possible," Felker said. "On a professional level, I do not feel badly about it because I'm doing what needs to be done to make sure justice is done. On a personal level, I feel badly that everyone that is involved cannot be prosecuted. It is a terrible thing to see some person who's involved just walk away." Although Meyer faces no criminal charges in the Sakai case, he does face his own guilt, the prosecutor noted. "I don't really know how to judge how much he feels remorse," Felker said. "I know he feels badly about it. He has told me about it several times. The murder wasn't reality to him until it happened. He was so deeply involved then that he had to stay involved." Meyer could not be reached for comment, but during his testimony last week, he momentarily faltered while being questioned about the murder. "This is tough," he said. "It's tough emotionally."